The Gardener and the Noble Family by Hans Christian Andersen, narrated by Alex Lehman. About 4 miles from the city stood an old manor house with thick walls, towers, and pointed gables. Here lived, but only in the summer season, a rich and noble family. Of all the different estates they owned, this was the best and the most beautiful. On the outside, it looked as if it had just been cast in a foundry, and the inside was made for comfort and ease. The family coat of arms was carved in stone over the gate. Beautiful roses climbed about the arms and the balconies. The courtyard was covered with grass. There were red thorn and white thorn, and many rare flowers, even outside the greenhouse. The owners of the manor house also had a very skillful gardener. It was a pleasure to see the flower garden, the orchard, and the vegetable garden. A part of the manor's original old garden was still there, consisting of a few box tree hedges cut so that they formed crowns and pyramids. Behind these stood two old, mighty trees, almost always without leaves, and one might easily think that a storm or a waterspout had scattered great lumps of dirt on their branches, but each lump was a bird's nest. Here, from time immemorial, a screaming swarm of crows and rooks had built their nests. It was a regular bird town, and the birds were the owners, the manor's oldest family, the real lordship. The people below meant nothing to them. They tolerated these crawling creatures, even if every now and then they shot.